So Lenny, welcome. And I appreciate you taking the time to discuss this important topic with our visitors. Bowsite's 20 years old, and I think for every single one of those 20 years, I've seen the same recurring topic, which is people having a difficult time getting a good broadhead flight with fixed blade broadheads. So we thought it would be great to pull someone I consider to be an absolute expert on this topic, and do this interview and question this Q&A on getting good flight with fixed blade broadheads and what people can do to fix it. But why don't you start off by introducing yourself and letting us know a little bit about your background and what you're doing today?
Okay, well, my name is Leonard Resmer, but everybody knows in the industry as my nickname Lenny, so that's pretty much stuck. I've been shooting a bow since I've been 3 years old, and started into actually making a living in archery when I was 14, working for Earnold's Archery. At that time, I started off making arrows and bowstrings and targets, and was there 12 and a half years, working my way all the way up to a buyer and manager of the store and the wholesale division, and left there and to go to work for, at that time, Game Tracker, for which was an archery accessory company, and we was in a lot of accessories. Brought on in 1994, the AFC Carbon Arrow. We took over on that particular company, and with the Carbon Express. Then brand name from AFC, we changed it, and then we then changed again to Eastman Outdoors, the parent name of our company now, but still have the Carbon Express brand. And like I said, I've been with this company now, working the archery side for 32 years, and primarily as product manager and global director of dealers and distributors. I've worn just about every hat there can be in this company. I'm the oldest tenured employee of the company, but in fact, my nickname in the industry is also, besides Lenny Resmer, it's Captain Carbon, and that's kind of stuck out there. So I get a lot of questions when it comes with people wanting to talk to get serious when it comes to carbon arrows and some what's going on with the carbon arrow there. So I've lived and breathed the life of a carbon arrow, which is kind of, taken over now for the last 20 years
Sure.
from the aluminum arrow.
Sure. And Lenny, I don't know if you recall, but the 2 years ago I was going on an elephant hunt and I was having a really difficult time getting good arrow flight with a super heavy arrow for my elephant hunt with a obviously we used a very heavy fixed blade a two blade broadhead, and you were the man, because I called you up and then explained what I was doing and we talked through the mechanics of my bow and arrow, and you gave me a design that absolutely killed it, just perfectly. So I don't know if you recall that, but I do appreciate it.
I do recall that. I've set quite a few people up for going after your big game, from elephant, Cape buffalo, Asiatic buffalo, or some are going to Australia to hunt those animals, which is, they're very tough, very big animals with you need to have the right arrow with the right amount of kinetic energy and mass weight to give you that penetration that you're going to need for those big animals.
Right. So let's jump right in.
Okay, sounds great.